wasn't agreeing that because of yes, he said the Maori it's not then it is a defined expression. The expression doesn't change whether the Masis is Maori or not. That's what it is. It goes without saying that it's all the shame for the hours. In other words, has to show them that the Torah should be shamed effects because of the refined expression. After all, there is a difference in the din between Merkav of Izav and Major of Izav. But what it means is, in other words, if there is no shame of the facts, and it's possible to express it in a refined way and in a more refined way. So then the Torah expresses it in a more refined way, But there's no doubt that inasmuch as Rivka was engaged in camel riding, so Mele, it's not unrefined to mention the fact. What did the Torah say? That Rivka was Vateishev, Rivka bin Aliseol Admaru. I mean, that would not have been an accurate narration of the facts, because if the Torah had said, Vateishev Rivka bin Aliseol Admaru, Vatokom Rivka bin Aliseol, but he shall know our mulling, so then it would imply that we just sat down the camel. They didn't move. And it wouldn't be an accurate narration. So once Rivka engaged in camel riding, naturally, so the Torah has to say, but Moshe, the chavis by Isha is not the most refined expression, so it's not. So to go camel riding for a woman is not the most refined demeanor. So how come the Rivka was the symbol of refined behavior and demeanor? It was engaged in camel riding. Moshe says we should be assisted in Mali. So maybe it is refined demeanor. It depends upon the circumstances. So it is refined demeanor. So maybe if it was refined demeanor, so of course the Torah certainly could have expressed the facts. Because if the Torah had not used Vatakamlo, then it wouldn't have been an accurate narration of the facts. Urkel, Vaxi, Vayikach, Mishes, Ishti, Vizbono, Vayachim, Mohamaya, so Mish Rabbein himself told his wife to go Hamelai. So we don't go to Mishes, so of course it is very fine. So the boy says, Hosom Mishum, Bono Urchel, Vaxi, Vihir, Heves, Laham, Kameir, Hosom. So in other words, Mishum Bono, okay, but Tzipira also implied, and the answer is, so it was a refined demeanor in order that the children of Moshe should be children of Gemara. Yeah, we should take care of them. So, vaccine via the Chedosh Lachameya, that's in connection with Avigayo. Hosso Mishimba Susa Gulele, Urchel. The Boy Senor Mishimba Susa Gulele, Leke, Mishimba Susa Gulele, because she had to rush. Because her husband, Knobo, behaved, departed in a terrible way, she wanted, to through the Spirit of God. So she had to rush. So it was all right. It was all right for her to go donkey riding under the circumstances. E foi, gente, precisa ler que ela que me chamasse de Dobrique de Boa Senhora de Jesus de Dobri Magala que me chamasse de Olha, what is it here? Jesus de Harry. Now, what we see from this Gemara, that it's not the most refined demeanor for a girl to go horseback. That we see from this Gemara. But, let's say, she has to tell somebody important message, so of course, then it is the most refined way. But just for sports, to go horse riding, just for fun, is not the most serious decay than me. Now, the Gemara is the Kashe, who the Reise Lyrik seeks to make. Now, isn't that Kashi, doesn't this present Kashi against Rabbi Yehine? Bine Ramiri, Rabbi Dobi, Sitra Michton, they all say the same thing, that after Matutor, when certain meaning in Moamesa, so then Tome is washing Kiyo, but so then, every new was Mutabachir. So Mele, Tomei was not the most refined, Mele was not the most refined expression. So I need more as Kashi, Uve, I say, you make sick Tomei. And then, going to Teresa or call Heche, going to Teresa, I see you see come here or call Heche, involve the same gravity, so then we have to use the Rosh Mikio. But if the washing that is not so Mikio is shorter than the washing Mikio, so then we can use the washing Shein Mikio. So, Chassid Shalom, I mean that the more I should say that when it's a question of gravity, so one is allowed to use the vulgar language in order to be more brief, as we show on me. It's not even conceivable. The answer is, of course. You see, there is no doubt that there are two categories. There is a category of vulgar language, and that's an Aveda vulgar language. And then there is another category of not refined language. Not the Aveda, it's not the ideal thing. There is a Aveda to use refined language, even though not undefined. Even though the unrefined is not has to show vulgar language. Now, so it goes without saying that Tomei is not in Loshein, but it's not the most not emotional, but the most refined expression. So that's the most fashion. I see you, see from me. Hello, calling Hadithi Adonimi, if it is Loshinoki, but it's not the most refined expression. And then there is another expression that is more refined. But if using the more refined expression would involve Avichas Aloshin, so then it's all right. To you is the less refined expression. So, Mashalim came, if they are both involved the same gravity, then even though both are refined, but if one is more refined, there is a necessity to choose the more refined expression. So the meaning of gravity has a didactic function. In other words, it's better in order to teach a Talmud to use the Loshon Tzav. Now Rashi says, the Cholech, the Hamid Yudir, Ikin, the Lametchosh, Tzorach, Lazer, Ach, Rosh Moki, the Vishom Kings, Sig Rosh Mugune, the Kotea, the Lametchosh, the Mishame, Odom, the Tamir, the Shkotzor, the Mishkayemes, Yil Seshalo, Geise Aminavo. Now, and Rabbi Yehine, so he says, that Habeinu Ashalom Teiro, so there it's not a Rosh Moki, but the form of it all, it was Yitabakir. So there was no such category of Habeinu Ashalom. So, and to use Neo would have been a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. That's what Ramir says. And the Ramir says the same thing, but the Ramir adds one thing. And because, now the question is, why does the Torah say, Leah, Habim Ashen and the Teor? Where is their Teor before the Teor and not Teor? All the behemoths are the same. So he says, because and the more in Zvokhan, that the Zion appears that Abhim Hashem and Ateo doesn't mean the main, let's say, like Jesus or, I mean, the old main of the Torah, but it means those elements that were involved, that were engaged in promiscuity. But because in the big amount, so even the animals were corrupted. So that's why it's in them. That's why Kamiyeh. Now Kamiyeh is in the kind of in Shara Tshuveh, towards the end of Shara Shrishi, paragraph Reish Lama. It's Shara Shrishi, paragraph Reish Lama. In this Shari Tshuveh, he distinguished 346. Yomu Rabbi Sein, Leilom, Alveitzi Odom, the Rabbi Pi, Shaika Makoso, Shmei Noe. ולהיצי ברמגון מפי, שנאמר מהבימה שאיננו חירו, כי בואי סיי, כל סוד אימו עצמי לא מותרס באחיר, אך לא יסוד חירו בקור, או כי יחשב ראש נגיד, אם גם עודו הדבורים השנים, מה חרודו, כי תזמין שנתק, ובאים עצמי יודעי הרימי אז, מי נזמד מתמי, like Jesus Hamea, but it means those animals that were involved in the spirit, in the dimension, in the real world, on the basis of the moral doctrine of design. But see, I'm accompanied by Mrs. Nashma, that it really meant the meaning that that later on became as, that's how it's like. כי ראי סעיר יסודי מהפיר ניתן את האפיר, אך לא יסודי רוב הכל. אל כי נחשב כמו שנגונת, אם גם לאודם הדבורים אשר נמח לאודם, ונחי לאודם ולזוי אשר ריצי מפי טוב הנגונת, גם כי סביאנו הנחוסי כמו שנגונת להר לדבורו, ולהר כדממו, זהו כמו יגודל יאו, כי מזוי למנבוס הפה, שהיא מהווה לסחמורס, וגם גודל מזוי למסיבו לשמורת, ומסין הסדי פיו הבריאס, כמו שאומרו רבי סיינו זכרנו מברוכת, על החוק הסביב לבינוס, אפילו בבינוס בהם ותמיו, ולדיבר הקוסט. ואומר, אומרו רבי סיינו, כי איך הוא מן הכהנים? אומר, ותנגדי חן בן זקאי, הגיע לחלקי מלך מהפונים, כי שיעו זנב אותוי, אל אומר, ובוט ואחור, ומוצו בישנת פסוק. והיד אומרו רבי סיינו, סונסי, ותרמיין עוד סומן שנצטר בעתיק הריבות, הוא נזלוש משתנגון, בצמיסה. And then there is in the success of using refined language. They don't know how to say it, the Chaya Vodam Yitkhya Vibor of the Shein Kovet, who are Yiyach Roshim Shein Oshal Kovet, Gam Keinen Omikun, Bein Dibra Teo, Ubein Bisichas Iske Oemo, Uduvach Riyamich Vod, Vavoze Vidabre Dibra Teo, כי חי ועוד ומישניס לתלמידות בדרך צור, ועניין מרישים כובד, בדרך הדיבו והשיחו, אשר דורכו בו נקי הדעס, ומדברי צוחץ, ומשי קוראים ומכירים איזו מישים כובד, ואיזו תמורוסת, כמו שנאמר, בשיחה ושנאמונים, ונאמר, בדעס פוסה יבואו מלילו, Nema Keset Yifcha Yishin Tzadik. So, he mentions two separate categories. One is Rosh Nibune, and one is Yetzimisa. And then there is the Yerxides to use extra refined language, Rosh Nibune. Now, doesn't it seem that Rashi is really kind of new? Because Rashi says here, אני בלי כי, וזה פסוק נייח, אוקסו, ללמד חושי צורך לחזר החלוש נוקי. החלוש נוקי. ובשום מכניס, כסיב לו שנגונה וקוצר, ללמד חושי נשאנו עודו מתעמידי לו שנצור, וכשיש קיים להסביר כששאלו, יסר נעבור. סוחה שנתחיל. Rashi also agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that there are two separate categories. One category is Rosh Nibune. That's an easy one. other category is extra refined language. That's Russian
Kobet.
Yeah. No, I mean Russian Kobet.
Russian Kobet.
Russian Kobet. The convenient refers to it as Russian Kobet. So in other words, you can use the word expression in either Russian Nokia or Russian Kobet. So that's a little serious.
Well,
but once I achieve this, one second. But Russia hope, Russia disagrees with Romania monitor. Whereas Romania says that before Maputo, since there was no such category of Mayon Napoli, everything was with tobacco. So Mele, the use of Mayon was in Washington, working. So, the Russian thing is, they didn't form up at all. So, the Russian Mayo is not a Russian chain. But, it's not the most complicated expression. So, the question. So that's why Russia says, even though when both expressions are not, but one is more Russian Kobet and the other is less Russian Kobet. So then if the less Russian Kobet is shorter, so we should use the shorter expression. How come that the Torah used the longer expression? Use the longer expression and not the shorter expression, in the Yach. Habeimu Asherim in the Or. So Rabbi Yehuda says, there in the time of the Yach, it would be Roshin Sheinoki, and vis-a-vis Roshin Sheinoki. So we are Mechuye to be Yachim and to be Marlot. But Rashi holds that even the Yach, it wouldn't have been Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't have been the most refined expression. Now, if it's a question of more refined and less refined, both of which are not used, so then we have to use the shorter expression. So why did the Torah use the longer expression? In order to teach us a lesson. So once the Torah was married, to teach us a lesson that one should be particular about using refined language.
Yes, what's the goddess of Sigmund Washington Tzira?
That is a didactic function, an education.
They don't get mixed up.
You see, that's why Shalom Shuvah says that only in Torah, but when you're down there, when you talk to people, so it's more proper to use a more refined expression, even though it's longer, than to use a shorter expression, which is less refined. Because when you talk to people, when you are making conversation, so then there is no didactic function. Fine. So you know, as a kasha bro, the chavis, the chavis, the chiyatolimu, the koma, the chavis. Now, the Heves by each other is not a Rosh Hashanah. It's only less refined than the Sheves. And now when both are knocking, one is more refined and the other less refined, so then we have to use the shorter expression. So the question really is, Heaven, the shadow that they are doing, they call
Roma, Rechavez, Rechavez, so he says, Rechavez, Rechavez, Yahoga, he wants a lichta, Name, Rechavez, Hosea, Mio, Kol, Hasim, Shehotiro, Midrishin, Boy, Vichano, Matkobe, Sorin, Ze, Sorin, Ze, Shetitris, Roshin, Zor, Vatiru, Hun, Hune, Shai, Kantat, Roshin, Hune, Rashi, Mutis, Roshin, Hune, but the Hune is less refined. Because,
what's wrong with the Chavez?
Why is it? He learned it already. Because by Isha, it's not the most refined expression. Because it's not the ideal
position,
for the woman to go horseback, unless she has to, but just for fun. It's not the most needed thing. How did they tell me that the Yahshua came to God? Adama Shalsinon Haishmaitse Kidobarachera Misun. Now that's not a defined expression. The Adama Shalsinon Haishmaitse Kidinisan. Now, again, you see, if you have to use the expression of Barachera, let's say, suppose you talk about news in Israel and that somebody proposed to deal to Asa the Baracha, the sale of the Baracha in Israel. Is there anything wrong? I'm refined. It's a fact. I mean, what should we say? He should use another expression. He has to tell the true facts. But here, when Talmud made him marshal, and he could have said, he didn't think he didn't have to say the Barachim Sukkim. What did he show? He showed that there is an element of vulgarity in his character. He tried to emphasize the expression of the Barachim. That's why, I mean, it was in this moment. He begins now. He story around the Hadi Beich. Now here it wasn't a question. It wasn't a question of the less refined expression. When somebody has to talk about Chazar, as I mentioned earlier, he can use the expression Chazar. Nothing wrong. There is no serious. Not to talk about it, but to use it as a marshal, so it was more than amplifying. It was vulgar. That's why Rav didn't even talk to him. If it had involved only something that is not very refined, so Rav wouldn't have stop talking to him. Apparently, Rav considered that only that he had a streak of vulgarity, and that's why he stopped talking to him, in order to change him, to discipline him. When you stay Rav one day, now, he did something to be only, see you for Shnaitis, namely, God did the scene. Glory, glory, Shabbos, that Namish Yitzhak is
Scabra, what does it mean? Scabra Mazzoni? Scabra Mazzoni Valdioni. So, God be God, that's Mazzoni. He is God, be powerful. The scene of play, don't be fatigued, tired. Hanne zwei Talmide. Hanne zwei Talmide, da die erste Kammer der Rab. Chadomar, Shabisinon, Hai Schmeitze. Hanne zwei Talmide, da die erste Kammer der Rab. אחד מנהי רביכן בן זכאי, ימרו לו כמה גבבי, אחד מנהי רביכן, חדומה מפנימה ביצרי ביטרי, ואיסקי ביטרי, חדומה מפנימה ביצרי ביטרי, ומאיסקי ביטון. Now, מאיסקי is an expression that is used in connection of Jason Alvin. The harvesting of olives is called in Sikhet. Now, the harvesting of grapes of Hanobi is called Pitziret. So the halacha is that the Beitzrim Bitar, Beitzrim Bitar, in other words, Beitzrim Bitare, that when you you harvest the grapes, so and reduce kelim, right? So then you have to use kelim that are toya, kelim that are toya, not kelim that are tom. And but when you harvest olives, it doesn't matter. So you can harvest olives with kelim that are tom. So the question is why? Well, there is a reason. Because sometimes when you harvest grapes, any fruit, whether it's grapes or olives, so some juice is squeezed out unintentionally. He doesn't want to, you know, to squeeze out juice. After all, he wants to keep, to preserve them, but unintentionally, inadvertently, so some juice will be exuded in the course of the harvest, in the course of the harvest. Now, so then, so we say, oh, look at the Rashi. When the Bab is from the Tower of the Hebrew Greek, ומייסקי מיטר מזין סין קוקור המסיקי. למצוא ומייסקי מיטר יקונסר שבס בצי שבס ולחוש את מייל היצמן בג'וס that comes out from the olives is not considered mashke to be machshir the food because the aloch is that an echel is not mukhshon kabutune until it is moistened by one of the Shiva Mashal. Not by any other, but by one of the Shiva Mashal. So the juice that is exuded from the grape, so they is considered the mashke, and is mashia. So once a juice is a droplet of juice is exuded from the grape, so the cluster of the grape becomes mukhshar kabutun. But the olive, the juice that is exuded from the olives is not mukhshar, so it can still not be mukhshar kabutun. So that's the reason as to why we have to be particular when we harvest the grapes, so we have to make sure that we don't harvest it with vessels that are tamei, because because then the Jews would master it and it would come in contact with the vessel. So maybe, so it could be covered to me, it was covered to me, Masha'in came. By our it will not be Mukhshar anyway. So even when it comes in contact, when the olives will come in contact with the Talmudic vessel, it will still not be Talmud. Okay. ולחושב מי לא יצא לאחר שני שנים גמור, אלא יצא לה לבר, אבל יין אז לא ענות עם הרשיר עומדים יחדים. אומר, מופתח אני בזה, מספקטר ביחנן, זקאי ומספקטר ביחנן, שמירי רואה בישראל, שמירי רואה בישראל, ולהוי יום מורתים, עד שהירו, we were in this one.
It's all the time.
But yet,
but the Muftach.
Muftach, I am sure, I'm convinced. Now you see, here, Hillel or Rebbe did not stop talking to Adatom. Because Adatom didn't do any Adere. He just wasn't as prudent in choosing the most refined expression. Because why? Kevin Bain, risking to me is Rosh Hashanah Noki, Hasi Sholem, it's very Noki. But in Bates in Vitare is more refined. It's the pure, the purest of the pure. But the other Talmud also used the pure expression. So he didn't chastise the other Talmud. He just did not show that ideal demeanor that Rabbi Yochanan showed, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai showed. Now, from this Gemara, we see, and learn that he was a hasper. I mean, we have to learn as hasper. And those who are involved, who are educators, you know, should learn from this Gemara and from any other Gemara in the hasper how careful one should be in not mentioning something, even if it's not something terrible, but it's not the ideal thing, not to publicize it, not to publicize it. For example, here, so the Gemara mentions the name of the Talmud who showed ideal demeanor, who says, who used the most sublime expression. But the other one, don't say his name. And even the one who did a terrible thing, who deliberately, you know, used a vulgar expression. So, somebody said, but he doesn't mention his name, because that would involve himself a schnorrer. That's involved himself a schnorrer. For example, let's say, in some schools, even yeshivas, they have a method, and that is that was conceived by the disciplinarians. When let's say, I know in New York years ago, there was a, you know, in high school there were religious examinations. So in some yeshivas, they used to post the marks of all the students on the bulletin board. Everybody should be able to see. This one got 100 and this one got 22. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. It shows arrogance, stupidity, and other matter. Two things. It doesn't have any didactic purpose. It only has the purpose of embarrassing certain students, of instilling bitterness. You see here, the more nations, two Talmudim, So one deliberately used the vulgar expression, the word that it mentioned his name, and there in our story, well, neither one used the vulgar expression, but one showed ideal approach in selecting pure language. So his name is mentioned, Zakah, but the other one who did was not so selected, his name is not mentioned. His name is not mentioned. So Rashi says, Shemes Psur, Psur Kahone, Chol. From Beikin and Bea Omaro, Lui Teine Shemes Psur, Eloine Shechet Psur. So what's the most Rashi in Beikin and Bea Omaro? So why were the Beda king? After all, the fact that he did a Beda in the Bismidosh, that was the best meeting of food, that he had no food. He had no food. Why did he have to do Beda king? It turned out that he did find the food. But why did he decide to be Beda? Was the food? It was a hole. Lord Tina Shemet Su, Elohim Shechet Su. What is Shechet Su? Now let's hear Rashi. In Beit Kin, in Yuchsu Yisun Yishom, in Anbea Chul Mayo, in Shini Vun Yisbea Chim Tzol, in Yichul Mayo, in Yom Kunelo Yom Anichu, in Yisrim Shamei, in Tam Yisachas Mides Vishkasak Oz Yishom, Und ich die besten Mieter, sind die Hunderung und die Jörg. Kommt hier nicht hin zu dem Zug, die Schülerin sind es keine Frau-Bede, und ich bin schrillen wie ein Zeh. Schächert zu. Du hast mir heute das Wach, und die Basi kommt hier schon mal hin, den Ruhm und Schamme ich, die kein Ruhm noch ist, aber ich habe mich so auf die Jahre hin, kenne ich ihn mir die Kulom, אבל גודי שבוהם אין לי חילי מקום נעשו לספשל על אוכל. It's important to know that a כהן הוא is not made in כלום let's say so he doesn't you don't give him giving the matnus kune even if he doesn't have the din of an appetite let's say he's a Christian. He doesn't have a din of a guna. But if he's not minding in the din of a guna, so then you cannot be in kind of the mitzvah, let's say, of giving him to homish khan, a chamish or shkolin for pinabe. When somebody has to give chamish or shkolin, To a Kehen, he cannot be in kind of mitzvah if he gives it to a Kehen who is not the mind. Even if he's a Tinnishin Yishbol, he doesn't have any deed of an appearance because of his special aloha. His special aloha. Abi damu su ni alim kinshin in kulom abu gune shevahel in lichilek di kihuna. Now, the question is, here it was not made. Here it was not made. So, the Motsubin Shemet Tzu, Rahim Shechet Tzu. So, what does Rashi say, Shechet Tzu? not that he was not curious. Who acts me with a gaswat in Bazikochi Shamai, the holy Shami. So from this Rashi we see that maybe it doesn't mean just maybe that he shouldn't be king. Even if he is 90, but if he has an attitude of contempt towards Kochi, so he's considered in the end. Even if he is mine, I would say, if I should say that he was a kefir, no. Shechet Pshut, he had a rude attitude towards Kochi Shemai. He was mivazel. He wasn't very covet in Kochi. So there's a dean of a name. Somebody is mivazel Kochi. So he has a dean of being leader, even if he is not king. Now, I was in the Vazir of Kochi. Rashi, what did he say? He was in the Vazir. There are many ways how we can be in the Vazir. His whole attitude was one of contempt.
He didn't think that it was that necessary.
Because he was a good person that came all through. People are saying it, and I don't tell it from the Kashi, why you were the baby at all? You need to be clear with my law. Shadow also. You are unhappy because there was a big reason. The fact that he used such unrefined language in respect to Kochi, so that created a doubt. Maybe he's not a real care.
By the shouts possible all three of them, or yeah. All three, there were three Kohanim.
Come on, Mishani, Mishu, Mishu, the Gamble, Urkel, Alma do Shabbat is a double mashu in Lichtig de la Tome. That would be inconceivable. In Yerom Levi Docher, who the Yishin call in Mei Shal, in the Rebuya di Kol, the Mei Shal, the Ochen Yisim Tiraskiyan, Asher Yishin is all. So the discussion was, when the Torah says, Asher Yishin is all, the Torah wants to discuss the Deen of Mei Shal, not of Merke, not of Merke. So that's why the Torah says Yishin is all. So Mishin Ochen Yis Docher Yishin. Yishe kol meisha kolibili kod meisha doch yishe tereskeli mashir yishe es olo ze meisha kli yasha yishe es olo kli ze meak sublimad ma akosu nisambo washi nikio shal ikosu behege nimiza the Torah could have said va meaka asha yishe es olo va meisha asha yishe es olo and he says and the Torah didn't express it explicitly, but just when the people clear, so that teaches a lesson to the Midabe of the Washington. Koliche Kadoni, the Kahok Makosila, the evening, the evening, the evening, the evening, the in other words, it's like Rashi, not like Abimu. But what I said in Rashi is two faces. There are two separate categories. And the only thing is that whereas Abimu assumes that the form of the Torah, so Meo was Roshi Shein Kiyo, so Rashi is so, even the form of the Meo was not Roshi Shein. But it was not the purest expression. So Meile, if it was not the purest, but it was pure within the form of the Torah, so on the contrary, if it is shorter, it should be used. So the Torah had to tell us once, in order to teach us the lesson. The Chemists, in the Malik Vietnam, in the Beinari also yichase choseya. Beinari the motzul yichta pishenis. Yicholayicha because of the age of the lay vod also yidroshi. Yidashinon the lay tiyench yosha bishaz dey. Isi ayin no shay. What Stasis tells us in Klaus in other words, yeshe pishaves can be used literally. Simply. And sometimes it is not used literally. For example, the late teaching of Charles Davis, the meaning that you're sitting on a chair, maybe even standing at that time of it. It means teaching, so it's a no shape
thing. It was presiding.
It was presiding. So, teaching was used not in literally. More in the metaphorical sense, not in the sense of sitting, physical sitting, but it means leadership. It was presiding. So this says that when Yishik is in Olay, then it means literally. When Yishik is a Hosea, so it's not used, it doesn't mean literal. It means something. In Iskin Tare, in Forish, now so here the Torah couldn't have said, he couldn't have written Yeshebes Hosea, because then it couldn't have meant literally in the sense of sitting, physical position of sitting. And here the Torah meant, here it means the physical position, so not in the sense of leadership. So maybe the Torah couldn't, so Yosheves, you know, the host. In this Kitab, Italian Deutsch haben, den sehen wir, die keine Beziehung, die Schabe ist Bescheid, wenn wir sie gehen. Die Schemmer nicht zerren, die Kupon, die Pepes. So then, some juice will be exuded from the grapes, and that is a Michalei, so that is Machshia. Vahin name pong from the Carmel, the Vahesh, the Shem, Kosech, the Zalter, the Ral Novi, the Vishat, Sira, Dain, Mashke, the Vahalei, the Zesi, the Rolas, the Shem, Mashke, the Koshit, the Komaros, the Vahesh, the Humos, the Mevitz, the Machshia, the Kabolas, the Mehem, שם יש פסוק שיש לך מלחמה ליהוד, דבר עבוד לזכות לי, תלחזים, ואישים צוד מקומיהם, ופוסו לכולי כניתם מצד שמו אחז, כי אני מששים פשוטי זכון לי ומשם שבים לי דורש.
זכון.
ואת?
רק בי זכון.
בי זכון לא עצור. שיט, דט, ושים נסע לקסם. So he went to Egypt. He had a title to his brother. And he made comfort with his brother, who should become King God. So he went to Egypt, and there he built a sanctuary in Midrash in Alexandria, and that is called Beis Chonyo. So of course, it wasn't as Nora says that Beis Chonyo was dedicated to Kodesh Bor. It wasn't the Abidon. You shouldn't think of Abidon, but it was Misa anyway.
It's a virus.
Problems. Because you're not allowed to be marked for bonus in any place other than the Haram of the Odyssey, the Azor. So, the law is that if any king participated in this Honda, in that sanctuary, Alexandria shall be tried. So he becomes disqualified from doing the Abedin in this Hamidosh. Aber Chaskam and Chamon needless to mention that if he came, Chaskisholem, it was even the Abedore, participated in Abedore, so even in Dosh Chube, he is disqualified from doing the Abedin. So that Rashi says Shemes Psoom is flawless. And it says, Shem is so doesn't mean clawless. It means Abizor. It's a form of the Barache. The Barache appears to Abizor. Shem is a form of the So you see, the Barache in the Morah, in the Shem, is used as a euphemistic, expression. Sometimes, the Barache is a euphemism for a chazar, and sometimes the Barache is a euphemism for a dog. Gimor, Ahu Aramoye, Da Vesali Kiyohu Tzokhin Yerushalayim. Good. So, he went to Yerushalayim, he disguised himself as a Jew, and he did a recompense. He deceived them. Omar Aksini, then he boasted. Called the Lichol Lichol. Kolom Lichol. Now he was a goat, so he was a Lichol. And Kolom Guni Marevi. So, and no, so, it was also to give him of the compass. And still he managed to eat the compass. So he boasted before the Jews. But no, for Kahuna and Yishuv Hashim, the best. Amalei, so he mentioned it to the Yudim Seir. Yudim Seir that he lived in Tzivi. It was the distance from Yerushalayim. Amalei that we didn't say that Nikos Sopal said he wanted to trap him. Nikos Sopal in the Hanyeh. So, if he give you from the back part, that's the zone part. Now, of course, the reason why
so,
on my way, look, he sculptures a lot of in the shuffle of Mali. He saw me, so that was a way to trap him. He set up a trap for him. So he saw me, like Sonic, when he came to this Amidosh. So he complied with the advice given by Rabbi Yehuda Seyler, that was a way to trap him. So Maliusful, give me a dagger, I will be Gabriel Salke, what are you talking about? I mean, that's a Gabriel Salke, it's not me. Omalei, Manal Chochet. So they understood that somebody advised me to be mental damaged. So, Manal Chochet, who told me to be mental damaged? Omalei, the building sailor. My Heidi, come on. What is it? Even the sailor wouldn't do it just like that. He wouldn't do it just like that.
No, sir.
Not for us, sir. The Ashkechu, the Aramoyehu, you got to
kill that.
So they kill him. Now the question is, why did he kill him? Why? Because all the Lichal, and he said on the Jews not to give a goy of consent, but it's not one of the items in there. It's not
he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he did something wrong, but it's not one of the items in there. The Isa of Kod Nechal Nechal Nei and Kod Nechal Nei or Kod Nechal Nechal Nei I'm the Jew who is machel to him. Call all Yehudei. So is the Israel complaint upon the Jew who is himself not. But every goy is no, but it's not one of the Zion mitzvahs in the air. So why did he get himself? So, as some would say, that's a very simple fact. Because Pesach, so it's Nechumiyah. So in other words, so in order to be able to eat the Kol Pesach, he had to be in there. What does it mean? It means he had to come to the Hamidosh and make reservations on a certain Kol Pesach. That's what he means. Pesach is Nechumiyah. In other words, one cannot just come in Pesach night, you see, and eat of the contest. It's not like Kalabach. I like Kalabach and cow. So he doesn't have to have had reservations. But Kol Pesach, he can only eat if he was in there. Before Pesach, on a particular
item. It says, anybody can come. Does anybody can come?
You see, Gezel is one of the Zionists in the area. So maybe it was high risk.
words kindness.
Now the question is, all right, the Neach, the Seder and the Mitzvahs is kindness, but it's not mentioned that the Sanhedrin, the Baishani, that they were particular to execute every goy who stole. We can't help. You see, the Rambam says that the reason as to why Shimon Levi, killed all the daily cultures of Shechem, because Shechem Gazodine, he raped her, so he was either on Gezel. Raping comes within the Israel of Gezel also, from Mele, even raping the Knuye, so comes within Israel's high Mise, and all the residents of Shechem didn't do any, didn't prosecute. So the Ramban is the Kashe, and the Rambam, Simon of Sheikh. So the Rambam says, so they were Abraham Din, so maybe they were Haidis. So the Rambam is the Kashe, and the Rambam, Simon of Sheikh, if they killed them because they were Haidis, so why was Yaakov Avinu so angry with them? He said, oh, Atum Kios, the Rosom Tikosho. And we get reference to the fact that they killed the male inhabitants of Shechem. I mean, they did something wonderful. So what is the terrace is, the Rambam only wants to explain that it shouldn't has to show the clear that the Jim really were what's the Chasmah?
Mass killers.
Yeah, what is that? So he said they were not either a Misalitzchem. But because they were hybrids, but it doesn't mean that they were mechuyev to execute every Beneach who is high missing. Who is high missing. And the contrary, they should have meted out, they should have acted with more achmonis towards them. They should have prosecuted them and should have meted out at some point. But not after they were able to meet out in this, but they won't be able to do that. So how come, I mean, it's not mentioned in the more that in Vaisheni, the Sanhedrin executed every goy who was either on the Neach, because there is a distinction between the Chiyuv Mise of the soil and the Chiyuv Mise of the Neach. The Chiyuv Mise of the soil, so let's say, to execute, to meet out skillet to those who are high skillet, meet out straight to those who are high skillet, and meet out Herod, those who are high Herod, meet out Chenek, those who are high Chenek. So that's not as a deterrent. That is in order to give them kapore. So mele, not in order to deter other people, from there. Mashiki, the din mise of Meneach is only as a niyamus to deter other people, because if a Meneach will steal, will rob, will kill, will commit adultery, will do all terrible things, and he will not be punished, so other people will be encouraged to do all the niyamus. You see, the Rosh Hashanah is test, you know, has a lot of נמצא בוצרי מן הלבים, חיובים להישים דיונים ושבטים בכל טווח וטווח, לודים ושישמיצי סיילו, ולהזר הסון. So he says, לודים ולהזר הסון. In other words, to exhort the people not to be ignorant like Mia. So the whole purpose of prosecuting Abayonim, Meneach, is in order to deter other people. You see what is happening today in America. Everybody is afraid. Everybody is afraid of Chas v'Shalom getting, even innocent people are afraid of getting AIDS. Why is this situation? Because there is a misperitude. Everything is mutter. Komisha yoshenim bi'asod. Homosexuality, which is an abomination, is mutter, meaning civil rights. So now it is reaching stage that everyone is afraid. Everyone is afraid. Everyone is afraid. Innocent children got it. And then, and the superintendent of the school so didn't allow, so there was a demonstration against him. He had to turn responsibly. What should he do? He should expose all the other children to AIDS. So, if you don't prosecute people who do all kinds of abuses of abominations, then you encourage everybody to do it. So that's why we are not here to prosecute. Because the Rambam says that we the mitzvah of dinim is included in obligation lehazer esaron. So it's not like the mitzvah of bi'at or omik of echa or gabi yabayoni Yisrael. Really, it's for the purpose, not as a return. It's for the purpose of giving them kapor. Mashinkin, Vaymeach, the chiyuv of Nisim, there is no chiyuv to execute them. Based in Kennedy, there's the maximum penalty, but they are not mechuyev to execute them. They are mechuyev to prosecute them, to give them some relation. It shouldn't be healthcare. So that's the reason as to why Yaakov was angry at Shimon the Levi. He wanted to deter the other people from these abeiros. They didn't have to kill them. They didn't have to, they could have meted out a mild penalty, some penalty, not after missing. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim, the Baishemi, the Sanhedrin Baishemi, it doesn't seem that they executed all the goyim who were in there. Or either anxiety in the air. Why are we suddenly here? Why are we suddenly here? And you see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira even set a trap for him. He even set a trap for him. And after all, this Kodesh HaRamin, are you allowed to set a trap even for an Akum? And even as a Yechshon, that's a plain Nichshol, a trap. And the law of Yibus Nichshol applies to Nachum also. You're not allowed to give your Nachai to Meneach. So why was Rabbi say that? And he set a trap for him. He told him, you know, to be Mendariah. Be Mendariah. So I mean, it's not my derech. But I think that what Ziv Yavetz was a nice Jew, he was in Stalin. And as a matter of fact, Ziv Yavetz, at first he belonged to the Mizrahi, and then he decided to enlist in Agudas Yisrael. Then he died shortly after the formation of Agudas Yisrael. So Ziv Yavetz has a theory, he said, the business why they executed him is because he acted as a spy. He acted as a spy for the Romans. So he disguised himself as a Jew and, you know, and he ate of the Kompensach and Aber wo können wir sehen, wo die Leute gehen, to find out all the confidential information? So that's why the people say that. Set a trap point. We say we set a trap, and we just in order to execute the Neach, who is even a Neach. There are so many who are even a Neach. But he was his father.
Even Jews,
like that.
There's even Jews that are over at Bnei Gol.
What do you say?
There are even Jews that are over at Bnei Gol. So how does Kamara
happen? The Jew is even a Bnei Gol, it's not Hebristic. The Neach happened. Who is even a Bnei Gol is Hebristic. I mean, I never mentioned Zedialis, but I think that this is well found. I mean, in order to understand the more. As a matter of fact, we know Chayobi Nisi's best thing. We don't set a trap. Only one Bechulib Nisi's best thing is to Madiach. So the Mishnah mentions Machmimime, Eidi, and Meyoli Mashish Matlutea. So he's the only one for whom we set a trap. I mean, this practice that is not in this country, of setting a trap is not a nice practice. All the Yisrael often believe is Yirsch. But when it's done to his eyes, so it's because of Hachodus Nefoshes. Otherwise, you're not allowed to set a trap. And it can be done to Mishmadiach also in order to be Matzio, Jews from Shmat of Abubizor. But otherwise, you're not allowed to set a trap, even for the biggest criminal, unless he's a murderer. So then you are allowed to set a trap. But for another person, not a murderer, you're not allowed to set a trap. He bought the missile with the English spiritual. How come the subdued Seder sets a trap for him? I think that Rabbi Yitzchok HaLevi, who gave us a shame, says the same thing. I think so, but I'm not sure. Yabetz, I know, says it. But I think that Rabbi Yitzchok HaLevi says the same thing. Shochol and Rabbinim Tzirei, Sholem Loch Rabbinim Tzirei, Yad Bin Tzirin, Un Tzidosa Chusa Yerushalayim. Fine.
What does that mean?
You live in Tzirin, and your net is spread out in Yerushalayim.
It's real comfort.
Kamer Cholash, Kimsit, Shatru Rabon, Rabin Shuabay Rabinde, Omrule, Zilgdei, Maidinei. So the Rabon sent from Shuabay Rabinde to find out his condition of what come. Ose, the king there, Ashtel of Man. So he found out what kind of installed, carrying bushy. Why? Because he was a tongue of the camel. So, or a tongue, or because he was certainly from Tocha, not camel. The Adli Karache, Uboch, Dios, Omrule, Noch Napshe, Omrule, Amrule, Kamil. In other words, one is not allowed to tell that somebody was in the town. But he has to tell. So then he should tell it indirectly. He should not say it explicitly. He went out to the village. Yose, Omule, Kriti Nasu, your face. In other words, that the Kriti Nagud,
Amul Lahem, no.
You were not joking. So then, did you hear him say it?
Amul Lahem, say it not yours.
I mean, you're saying it. You shouldn't mention something that is not good.
Amul Lahem, say it. Because
Seirin is a Machabeinus. See, Vaseirin, Vatevin, Yisusin, Yorech. By Havur, not a teacher. He has to tell the facts. Yishtaket Nasukit Yonis. Yiname Adoshi Nasukit. It's Machlok. Right. The Rashi.
Because of Loch Pumens, Loch Nile, Loch Eru, in Ries, Nino Chor, in Akkote Kadei, in Ischabung Atheis, in Rishneida Chim, Yishal Nile, wo die Yadza Bibel in Zeyra, lo Hila Maila Gei, Sof Nile, Ali Alitu, Nile, die Kedei Solo, da Yosok Kreo, in der Beya, der Zin, Kedei Zayi, o Kimo, da Bibel in Zeyra, Koma Lishin, hat in Ries, in Rishneida Chim, hat in Akkote, ואני נוסעתי דונית בוקי, מהי כמון, מה הדבר הזה שבו לפעמים נמציאים שנראה, הייתי לא כתוכן, שמה הולכים, לא מושכים מתאחריהם, אבל לא כת משמו שנגונה, תת, מה יגונה, תת, ידע מה מי יסבי, עד הוא יקר לאחר שיות ממהר להם ומייצים בו, ותרוי הקים השם, וקר יסר לתפור מיריס לתפוריס, סייר נעשיותיס, אותו משמע שעשי, לא נעשו אותו, והוא ירץ להציפה כל מפי, הדושי נעשו אותו, נשמחו אותו.
תסס.
He should have said הדושי.
הדושי.
But instead of saying sorry.
Not a question of refining, but you can get these.
He didn't want to say that the chiti marbea. But so he said, sorry, my good, negative, and you negate me,
I think, I'm not clean, shoot for me, shoot for me. You can't even buy it, shenan, and you call up all the time, and you bring them to the toilet. How come that they're coming in this amidosh? So the delivery, just a summer, I mean, years ago. So he certainly was not fools like a Jew. And then he came and he said that he was Jewish. And because of that, the Chacham let him not be able to call Pesach. So he's not the liar. And if somebody comes and says, I'm Jewish, he's now. Then he says, no, it's no. You can't lie, it's not your father for you, but you may. ישראל הנשן, הוכב בית ישראל הוא, ביעזרים הם בשרו. Because most of the Jews, most of the people who live in Yerushalayim are no Jews. There are very few people, so mainly the reason is why the Chum believe that God, because
he
was so old. ואת ישראל יעזרים בסבור, אך יש לו בבעיה בפרק אחרת. That one is never, when he comes and says in Jewish, דום עלי זיל בלי או יסי בס מיון. בס מיון. וכן מעזו ביוחוזו מקבל ברבים, יום המתגיירתי בינו לנאצי, אמר לי, נמר נעתורי שעושה צריכו, בקור שבי רב שהבטיחה בישראל, ויעתו נמר ליצורת בנכו, why not? Because הוא יתברךו אחרונתו. He said, he's the art of human lasting, that means the Deus was no Deus, but these are being himself, he has memories, because שבי רב שהבטיחה בישראל, but these are being children, he has no remonis. Why do you get remonis? Because it's for Recho Akumato.
vain and an Akumai doesn't get their money. So, some Melee, they, the Akumai, and literally, Benecho, behind him, Shum, in what say, so we see, that his children are mutawam become. But if the Allah is that one is not allowed, that one is not memon, so how can his children be allowed to be Bobby Paul? Behind him should be Muslim, they might be spoiled. Because the Omar of the Achilles, in Shevor, the Omar, Gilgam, Yochel, and Kabanu, and Lina, it's called the Mulot Eglot. So it's Mashma, that is not believed. Also, my name, the Mulot Eglot, but was it Shevor? The Laboche, Nemon, the Nige, the Boy Omar,
Israel.
I mean, because of what after God did in a Yosef Trevo, only a class of the Aryan part was called in the Bear, but he did not. They say in the word great, because the confessor can make either as a he or a great. So they say in the word great, we shall he did great. In other words, maybe he told the Arabic Zera that he partook of the threat. But now the question arises, we see that the Arabic Zera didn't go to Yerushalayim for peace.
So how do you know? You know that it was a threat or a threat.
Yes, it's not a question. Whether the good ate of the clay or ate of the dirt. Now, only in the clay so dirt is gone. In the deed, dirt is not gone. So apparently here, it was a clay. Why a clay? So how did the people see and know that it was a clay? If he didn't know, he couldn't have set up the trap. They says either because they explain only the clay or because the gold totally didn't say that he ate a clay, not a key. Then the kashe, this is the kashe, but how is it that the people say stayed in the city for Pesach? If he had gone to Yerushalayim, so he himself could have told the Chachom in Yerushalayim. He didn't have to set a trap for him. So apparently he stayed in the city, he didn't go to place. Yeshlema, but he didn't see the Shalom, I know. Yeshlema, Shalom, I know. Now, the Aloche, that anyone who doesn't get caught in that soil is not out of the air. It's especially says a apostle. The Yachmi Bish Alza is mentioned by the regular. So anyone who is caught in that soil is Rabbanis Halach in Korea. That the Yachmi Bish Alza is mentioned in connection with the regular. Only one Wesner, Weskar, is in fear to go to the other right. Sholish Pon Bashar, but one of them is hard to not. So he says the reason as to why he didn't go to Yerushalayim for Pesach is because he didn't have Kalke. He didn't have Kalke. Only Zok Noyo. She yochel halal gevalo.
He's going in.
So, in other words, he was his own. So what he's talking, there is no door blocking from the other. But a chigger, one who is a chigger, a cripple, so he cannot walk normally, he's part of a special zerosakosha. So he didn't say that because of old age, he couldn't walk. So maybe he was potter or pointer. He says, the potter of Pesach, mainly. He's potter of Pesach, who just as he's potter of the Mitzvah. The more mentions Rabban Salach call Ishenu Kakola Chachenu Kaki is potter. We call it the Pasuk of Yahweh Mishalt. Yechadisi, God will come Pesach. And Yochel Oliver Arnold, he says, the Pasuk of Gabriel, Yechadisi, we got it Pesach. It's the Kash. So some say, this is she to use, that all those are, but they are also part of Pesach. Yechadisi, but the Tzlach says something very good. He says, Pesach doesn't mean that all the children of Rieh white farmers, what is Rieh to do, or what is called Pesach to do with Rieh. But Pesach's kasha l'chatzile was not the Rebbe Mitzire, shall we all over that? Why does he say the Rebbe Mitzire shall we teach with Pesach? Why did he say this? Why did he mention red at all? The avera of not being matched from Pesach is more common than not being irregular. Irregular is in the essence. There is no choice, but not to be matched from Pesach, there are high points. Only two essences to reach those points. And although he doesn't mow himself, his high points. And one is not marked for the Pesach, is high. So the Avere of not being marked for the Pesach is more common than the Avere of not being here. Why does this say the Kashe? The Rebbeinu Tzire shall be all the Rebbe. Why the whole Rebbe? Shall he hit the Pesach? No, that is very simple terms. On Pesach there is a loche that if somebody Yarach Chilko Yarach Pesach, he doesn't have to be Machil on Pesach. He can be Machil with his shame if he was Yarach Chilko. And if Tzidi was Yarach Chilko, was Yarach Chilko in Amidim on the Chutz? If Yarach Pesach, he was more than 15 meals, than 15 meals from Yerushalayim. He did, if Tzidi was more than 15 meals from Yerushalayim. So my lady was part of Homes. But this is Kasha Sarsis. This is Kasha Yiddish. After all, he was Mechuyev to be able to have a tour. The tour of the Archei Koi is the Alochei Ptur Kompas. There is no tour of the Archei Koi no level. Shomer Shpomim Vashomer in Roy Kolz Ocho. Es mehr wie Schemmer mit Kecho. Es mehr wie Schemmer mit Kecho. So, das wird sehen, dass der Kriegel ist Vater. Der Kriegel ist Vater, das wird sehen. So, in Ehre ist, das Kashi ist, how is it that the Bibel of Seele wurde in Kanin, the Mitzvah, of Schomer, 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 the Roy Kosovo. Now, and if he would have been kind of mitzvah, so he would have to be out of Pesach in Yerushalayim anyway, because of Yerushalayim. Once he's in Yerushalayim, because of the mitzvah of Yerushalayim, so may he would be mechuyev to be makhel gom Pesach too, so he wouldn't be there at Kosovo. That's the discussion. It's very serious, no. As far as the Ilrego is concerned,
he was also
brought down because of Oyo Mikalke, Oyo Zokin Oyo, Shigo Fala Rago. 대직도 내려가고
So, and then, as far as Kompressasodan Chayka,
so you can understand this, why the Buddha Mishra stayed home. In Ame, Mitzim Chutzlorot Sikha, and the Mitzvah of Shorish Komim Vashon, the Holy Ghost, all caught. Is incumbent only upon those who live in Rajasthan, not those who live in the Chutzmas. It's a big finish.
I heard Shina.
Yeah. It's even Chutzmas. Pilmuchab is a free parashre. Baby Tav in Yerushalme, the era of Aki, the Tami, the Arachino, the Tavim, the others, and it's even the Katiste. So that's our chino asho is the floor.